97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 7:02 on a Wednesday night, the eve of game number 4 for the Philadelphia Eagles on the Thursday night footballs. We broadcast live from Craft Hall Brewery, 901 North Delaware Avenue. We are here 7 until midnight. We are, of course, Joe Torti, Devon Givens, JT. Look at this place.
I've got to say, there are a lot of places that you can go in Philly. There are only so many places that look like this.
Yes.
This is one of the most unique, cool spots that I've seen to hang out.
Yeah.
Period. End of story, end of discussion. Think of how many bars that you've been to in Philadelphia.
Yes.
If you haven't tried this one, try this one.
Now.
This is the one.
But the thing you haven't seen yet, which would serve you very well.
Yeah.
Is this area, obviously.
Yes.
For you and your lovely wife.
Of course.
But then you and your lovely wife can go down the stairs because it's a playground area for the kids.
See? That's trouble.
It's fantastic.
See, that now you know that I'm never going to leave here.
Exactly.
Right?
Like
first you get dinner, and then it's trying to drag the kids off of the swing set and everything else.
Yes.
There's table tennis here. You're lucky that we're working, or I'd be tuning you up in that right now.
You went there already because I was going to say, okay, yeah, you're right with the table tennis, but I'll probably get you in the air hockey.
I'm confident you got it.
I'm just saying. So, but listen, there are plenty of things to do here, of course, at this great location, 901 North Delaware Avenue, Craft Hall Brewery. We are here with you until midnight, a normal time, 7 to midnight, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Come on by. Some great Oktoberfest food specials we're going to tell you about. Some drinks as well as the NFL Eagles specials. The one thing I'll tell you right now, and we're both spice people when it comes to our meals.
Yes.
So they have a green wings deal going on here with green cayenne hot sauce.
Oh yeah, the cayenne pepper is the is this Eagles themed?
Oh yeah.
Now here's the problem.
Oh, yeah, game days.
If they lose against Green Bay, they might actually be like Eagles wings. Like, the team might be so cooked that
they're
actually done.
Very true.
It's something that we need to worry about.
Very true. But it's a great spot. Hopefully, you guys can come on down tomorrow. Andrew Salchunas will be here for the watch party.
That's right.
At this very location. He'll be here during the game with some giveaways and all kinds of stuff. So, come on down. Hang out with us here on this Wednesday night. Take Thursday and Friday off. What are you worried about? Tomorrow, you're going to be off anyway. To watch the game.
That's
you have
true.
To get
not,
ready for the game.
Yeah.
Come on down here with us tonight. Hang out with us until midnight and enjoy this great spot as we do this show with you until midnight. So, we have some football to talk about with a game tomorrow night against the Green Bay Packers. Joe, when you look at this already, would you consider this kind of a must-win situation for the Birds?
Well, you know, the people in the locker room would say that it's not a must-win. It's their favorite thing to talk about. Oh, it's not a must-win until you actually must-win to be eliminated. I roll my eyes big time there because I think a lot of people might have anticipated,
yep,
especially considering the team didn't play in the preseason, starting out 2-2. But you and I talk about the eye test all the time, and
correct,
as it is, the eye test just doesn't work right now for the Eagles, right? There's nothing that the Eagles are doing right now that makes you feel great. We're talking about, I don't know what they do well. We're talking about, I don't know how the matchups go against Green Bay that give you the confidence that the team's going to be able to succeed. There are a lot of things we have questions about. You answer a lot of those questions if you go into a hostile Lambeau Field on a week of short rest,
yes,
and take care of business.
Joe, we were also talking about how I don't like this team.
Yeah.
I do not like this team. You know I love rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles and all the sports teams here locally. I don't like this team.
Yeah, the 2019 version is not your favorite.
This is not my favorite version. I thought it was going to be one of my favorite versions because they, again, are going to be, should be, one of those teams that is competing for a Super Bowl crown yet again. So far, they don't look like the team we thought they were. And there are so many different things as we have guys already waiting to jump in and discuss the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Green Bay Packers. So when we talk about things tonight, since this is our last show together before the game is starting tomorrow.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Hey.
Scheduling.
Speak to the scheduling people.
Yeah, it's a
speak
problem.
To the scheduling people. As we talk about them, we simply want your predictions when you call in as well. So as we start off on the phones, the guys who are already waiting, we want your predictions tonight. On tomorrow's game, we're getting a little bit of a head start on things because we want to get a sense, a feel, the day before of how you feel about your Philadelphia Eagles. Going into Lambeau, playing the undefeated Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers on Thursday night.
Well, here's the truth, D. Our show tonight kind of mirrors the Eagles themselves in that typically, I mean, you guys listen enough, you know that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're usually still breaking down Sunday's game.
Yes.
You kind of turn the page on Thursday and start looking ahead to the next week's opponent. Because of the schedule, because of Thursday night football, the Eagles and Devon Givens and myself do not have the luxury of waiting until tomorrow to start turning the page and talking about Green Bay. So at this point, the Packers have to become the focus. Incredibly disappointing loss against the Lions, absolutely.
Yep.
But having said that, you've got no time to cry about it. It's time to look ahead because you've got a significant test in front of you with the Cheeseheads.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll give out the numbers right away. 610-632-0975. Joe Torti, Devon Givens live from Craft Hall Brewery, 901 North Delaware Avenue. Great spot, great location. This place is big, and you don't know it until you walk into this building, and it is huge. Goes on forever. The playground area for the kids. It's a family-themed type of place, even though there's plenty to do for the adults, of course, here, as we will give out some of the specials, specifically the Oktoberfest specials, the NFL Eagles specials during the games, and once again, a game tomorrow night, a Thursday night game for your Philadelphia Eagles against a 3-0 team, Joe, that right now has not played their greatest football as of yet either. They do have a good defense, something that we have not really said, Joe, when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, because it was always the focus of Aaron Rodgers and the Mike McCarthy offense.
Wide
receivers, what they're able to do to get to their spots, Aaron Rodgers hitting those guys, making sure they are open, and the route running and the great play design that they do. Running backs, you can talk about them, but they're not the focus. It's always Rodgers and his connection with his receivers. All of them now gone when we talk about Nelson and Cobb at this point.
Yes.
Devontae Adams still there. They have some new people there, some new weapons for him. Offensively, hasn't clicked yet. He hasn't really looked like Aaron Rodgers as of yet, Joe. This is a game you don't want him to come around, find his way in game number four, and look like Aaron Rodgers.
Well, the idea that the Eagles could be anybody's get-right game just makes me unbelievably uncomfortable.
You're not the Miami Dolphins now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the idea that, all that you need to do to cure yourself and your passing woes is to face off against this Eagles secondary. Hey, we know Aaron Rodgers. It's not like he needs a whole lot of runway to get going to begin with. We've seen how hot that he can get. And we've also seen over the course of his career that sometimes he does have the slow starts.
Yes.
You think of the RELAX season, and then all of a sudden he goes on the warpath. The problem is that Rodgers has gotten off to a slow start, and the Packers still haven't lost a game yet.
Exactly.
Things are not looking the best. But as you pointed out, D, we've heard a lot of optimism, a lot of people thinking that the Eagles are going to have a really good chance on Thursday. And you know what? As much as we do look at recency bias and how poorly the team has played, coming into the season, you did have Super Bowl aspirations. You shouldn't be getting blown out by anybody. So who knows? On a short week when the Packers could be a little bit dinged up too, where guys are feeling a little less healthy than they would if the game were playing on Sunday, who knows? There's a possibility that something crazy could happen, right?
It could. It could. And the funny thing about it, Joe, is a lot of people are hearing today on the station actually feel good about the Eagles going into Lambeau Field. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the ebb and flow of an NFL season. Anything can happen on any given Sunday, in this particular case on a Thursday, that they feel like, Joe, they're confident enough to think the Eagles are going to go into Lambeau Field and beat the Green Bay Packers, improve to 2-2, and then they'll feel better about themselves and about this team going forward. How do they get it done, guys, is what we're asking you to start things off. What are you feeling, your predictions for tomorrow night? This is the final time Joe Torti and I are together before the game takes place tomorrow night, Thursday night football. So we want to get a sense of how you guys are feeling the day before. 610-632-0975. We'll jump in on the running backs as well. We have some things to say about that. So, guys, before we take your phone calls, we want to hear from Mike Groh, Joe. He spoke today. Doug Peterson spoke today. It's a Wednesday. They have to speak before the game because they play tomorrow. They're already in Green Bay, having to fly out a day early for this game. Quick turnaround. Mike Groh talked about the running back, specifically, Joe, Miles Sanders.
Well, we just continue to talk to him about ball security. Guys out there making plays. I mean, think about the two catches that he made in the game. Very impactful plays in the game. You know, really provided, you know, offense for us and certainly looked good carrying the ball. And we just got to continue to emphasize ball security. He's very conscious of it, and we'll know he'll get it improved.
He went on to say, D,
yes,
not the first guy to fumble in the history of the NFL, but obviously we don't want to fumble the ball. We want to take care of the ball. Listen, Mike. Can I call you Mike? This is not the time, dude. This is not the time to get cute with the media about that guy in particular, right? You can't say that in this town, first of all, that he's not the first guy that's ever fumbled the ball, right? As Sal Palantonio and I were talking about earlier, it's a guy who fumbled his way through Happy Valley, mm-hmm. right? Was so talented that he was the starter, but that was always the story, was can Miles Sanders hold on to the ball? And the Eagles have fumbled in the last, like, calendar year plus more than anybody in the NFC. So it's not something you can just say, ah, well, you know, running backs fumble the ball. It's just an occupational hazard. No, it's not. Tiki Barber made a change and didn't fumble for the rest of his career.
Correct.
Kareem Hunt fumbled on his first career NFL carry, and I don't think he had a fumble for the rest of his rookie season.
Right.
Like, so these are things that you can't just write off, certainly not when it's a pattern of behavior with a guy like Miles Sanders, right? And the reason that it matters is because the other guy that you brought in, Jordan Howard, clearly does not have the confidence of the coaching staff, despite the fact that everybody wants him to play because he ran a couple of guys over.
Yeah, he ran some people over, and he looked pretty good doing so. And in game number one, you thought, oh, maybe you can do something with him. And then you see some videos that come out, and it does not look good for him, missing the blocking assignments, the lanes that are open for him that are created by the offensive line and the tight ends, of course. And what happens? He gets stuffed for some loss of yardage and things of that nature. He has to be better. Jaws, you just heard the Ron Jaworski show with Sal Palantonio, as you just mentioned, and Harold Carmichael. And Jaws was talking about the running backs during the show, and here's what he had to say.
I know you mentioned Jordan Howard. You know, I went through that tape, and he's leaving yards on the field. I mean, he is a grinder. He's a punishing runner. But he doesn't have that slashing cutback ability. When I look at that end zone shot, I see opportunities for him to find that cutback lane and know where there's some daylight. And he's not that kind of back. He will burrow down and grind some yards out. And I think that's why you're going to continue to see more of Sanders. Of course, he has to hold on to football.
Now, that was Jaws' visit with Mike, of course, on the phones. And here's the thing. I didn't expect, Joe, for Jordan Howard to be the cutback guy. More so of the power back to pick up the short yards. If the lane is there, you take the lane.
Expect Sanders to be more of the cut
guy. But the things that we have seen from him, it's not necessarily, and I'm not saying Jaws is wrong, because Jaws is not wrong. It's exactly what he's talking about. But the ones that are really glaring are the ones where he's read it wrong. Not hitting the hole where he was designed
the play
to go.
Itself.
Follow, yeah. Yes. And the one that really shows up on the video was him going to the left, but it was after he stuttered. You know, with his feet, quick stutter, deciding which way he wants to go. He goes left, not reading the right side in that lane. Big time gaping hole right there. Big time opportunity to pick up some positive yardage. And as you said, the potential to run someone over and get some extra yards, because it's going to be tough to bring them down. So this is something that we don't want it to be a problem going forward. We thought it would be something better at the very start of the season. It is not. So as we speak about Carson Wentz, which people want to talk about, and we'll get to them, Dan being one of them on the phones, other people that want to speak about the defense, the offensive line, the wide receivers and their drops, the running backs are our focus as well. They have to find a way to get it going. And yes, Green Bay's defense is much improved, but it doesn't mean you cannot run on them. It does not mean you can't get it going on this particular Green Bay defense and find your way with Howard and Sanders both getting it done. Now, this way the carries are being spread out, it's not that much of a difference. You might see 10 from Miles Sanders, 8 from Jordan Howard. No difference. Real difference. But you do want to, if it's productive and it's working for one of them, you really want to see them hit that one and keep rolling with it.
Well, we've talked about that before, is that you got to ride the hot hand. We've seen teams do that. We've seen game plan specific things kind of change just because you expect one guy's going to have a lot of success against a certain team or a certain scheme or whatever. And instead, the opposite's true. And you've got somebody else who gets the hot hand or is beating somebody on a matchup or whatever it is, right? The issue that I have with the Eagles' run game is that last year we were talking about the idea that, hey, you know what? The plays are actually okay. It's that they don't have the talent. Like, if they had any kind of running backs to speak of, you'd feel really good about the actual productivity of the Eagles' run game. Now you don't really have that excuse. I know Jordan Howard's not a world beater. I've brought that up before. But you invest the second-round pick in Miles Sanders. Those two guys are clear upgrades over what you had last year. And yet the ground game has kind of been just as anemic as it was last year from a yards-per-carry standpoint. I know that Miles Sanders put together a productive second half, but it makes you wonder why he was out there anyway, because two fumbles is usually enough to knock a guy out of at least an afternoon. You know, at least you're thinking, all right, we've got all these backs. Come over here, Miles, and take a seat next to me. That's not what happened. And it does make you wonder what their plan is. It kind of feels desperate to me. Or like they really don't have any faith in what Jordan Howard or Darren Sproles, for that matter, can bring them in terms of running the football. They've got to make this Sanders thing work is what it feels like they think.
Yes, absolutely. And maybe to their detriment because they're using him a little bit too much early on. But before we get to Zach to start things off, there's one more cut we wanted to share from Al Groh.
Yeah.
Mike Groh about the fumbles by Miles Sanders.
Trying to correct some things we think from college, so he may not be carrying it quite the same way as he was in college. And again, not the first guy to fumble in the history of the NFL, but obviously we don't want to fumble the ball. We want to take care of the ball. We know that turnovers make it more challenging for us to win, and we got to eliminate those things. If we can eliminate those things, we're going to be in really good shape.
Well, he's not lying. He's not the first guy to fumble, but
he's not lying.
But you don't need to say that.
Turnovers make it hard to win games. Is there any other like astrophysics knowledge that Mike Groh wants to drop on us? Are you serious?
Very serious.
That's
very serious. So,
Mike, maybe worry about the scripted plays before you come off and off like that.
Certainly, certainly. You guys heard what Mike Groh and Jaws had to say about the running back situation. So, if you want to call in and talk about that, we're here for that as well. The phone numbers 610-632-0975. Your Eagles conversation against the Green Bay Packers going into Lambeau. It's going to be tough, but it's not an impossible task by the Birds. Hopefully, they can get it done. We'll get into Alshon Jeffrey being back out there for this team. Much needed addition to the squad with Alshon Jeffrey being back. And again, we are live from Craft Hall Brewery, 901 North Delaware Avenue. Great spot, great place. Come on out and hang out with us on this Wednesday night as we get ready to discuss Eagles Packers game number 4, week 4 in the NFL. Thursday night football for your Birds. 610-632-0975. Let's start things off in Alexandria with Zachary on 97.5. What's going on, Zach?
Hey guys, how we doing?
Going great, thanks man.
So I agree with you with the running back. I mean, and I gotta say, I wonder, my question when I called in was, would you rather have Andy Reid or Doug Peterson right now?
I'd rather have Andy Reid or Doug Peterson right now.
Today, you mean?
Today, with the clout, especially from last year, carrying over today, with the way that offense looked, with Doug Peterson being a great mastermind, which one would you rather have right now?
I've got to admit, Zach, I am very curious as to what Andy Reid could do with Carson Wentz. I'm very, very curious about that.
I agree. Now, does Carson Wentz also have the weapons that Kansas City Chiefs have, or are we looking at exactly what he has now with Alshon Jeffrey coming back, Nelson Aguilar, Hollins, and Arthega Whiteside, no DeSean Jackson?
Right. And my only reason for question is because, listen, 2016, 2017, this offense looked dynamic. It looked balanced. It kept defenses off balance. I'm looking at the Eagles since, and I know the weapons have been a question, but I'm looking at the Eagles since Frank Reich and John DeFilippo have left. And I got to tell you, I miss the balance. I miss the screen game. You know, with Tucker about the running backs.
Yep.
I don't know if I saw one screen.
Okay.
The Eagles run a vanilla offense right now, Zach, is what, right? what you're really talking about here.
Right, exactly.
The and question is, as vanilla as it is, Zachary, is it predictable, though?
And I think so.
Oh, okay.
And I like what they do. You know, I saw them lining up all their backs. You know, Jordan Howard, Miles Sanders, and Darren Sproles all lined up on the outside last week, and I loved it. And I thought, you know, this is they're going to throw some new wrinkles in. And I heard Doug Peterson after the last game saying I have to flip the script. And I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm looking at it looks stale sometimes. And I'm sorry, but since those two coaches left, our first quarter, first half offense has been horrible.
Yes, and, it has been. Has been,
and I
definitely.
I don't know what to attribute it to, but... And I love Doug Peterson. I think he's horribly underrated. But I look at him and I look at all these weapons and everything, and it's sort of reminding me of the last year Andy Reid was there when they had LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson, and they went 4-12.
Yeah, and if they did that, man, there will be a – thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate you starting us off. If that happened, Joe, this season, there will be a lot of questions going into the offseason as to what happened with all the excitement, with all the expectation of them. How did we miss this?
You go 4-12, and it's not an injury-riddled season. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If you're actually playing and you go 4-12, there's a chance that your coach gets fired 2 years removed from a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen. They're not going to go 4-12.
No way, no how.
610-632-0975. Dan and Jim, we'll start with you on the other side. We have to tell you about the Oktoberfest food specials, the NFL Eagles specials as well, with the Birds playing tomorrow night with the Green Wings, the Cayenne, Green Cayenne hot sauce.
Yeah.
You in on it?
Yes.
Because you like spice.
I love
like
spice. Absolutely.
So we'll tell you all about Crab Hall Brewery, 901 North Delaware Ave is where we are. We'll tell you about them. We'll talk about the Birds on the other side. Your thoughts overall on the Birds, Packers, your predictions, 610-632-0975. Joe Torty, Devon Givens, live from Crab Hall Brewery right here until midnight on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for Concordville Nissan. Well, what makes you happy? Well, I can tell you that buying all of our cars from Concordville Nissan has made me and my family happy and made me happy for years. So nice to do business with a dealership that is truly in the business of making every customer smile as they drive off with their new vehicle. And that's not just a saying. It's a real culture that every employee has adopted. September is your month to get 0% financing on all 2019 Nissans. Plus, you're going to score a great deal with dealer rebates. Save big on the Nissan models everyone is talking about, like the Rogue, Murano, Altima, Sentra, and Pathfinder, all 0% financing for 36 months. And if you're looking for a truck with America's best warranty, 5 years, 100,000 miles, September is Nissan Truck Month. 0% financing on the truck you want and need. So get to Conkerville Nissan before the selection of 2019s is gone. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills, online at 202nissan.com. Again, 202nissan.com. And remember, Conkerville cares.
It's fall already. That means it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. Now, I know what you're thinking. A lot of expenses this fall. The kids are back to school. Causes you to put off the project just a little longer. Well, that's where my friends at Guided Door and Window come in. They have a solution to the problem. They'll give you 20% off all windows and doors. They'll also allow you to start the project with no money down and give you 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors. You'll get an increased comfort level in your home. You'll get lower monthly energy bills, all the while you're taking advantage of 20% savings and getting the luxury of paying your project off interest-free for up to 36 months. But you have to act now. Now's the time. This offer is for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida. Schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or online at GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a printer.
It's where an associate explained the difference between an inkjet, a laserjet, and a super tank printer in a way I could understand. Where I found a huge selection of printers at great prices, so I didn't have to run store to store. And it's where I can easily find the ink, toner, and paper I need priced low every day.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all your printing needs. And right now, save up to $200 on select printers. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 10/5/19, while supplies last. Exclusions apply.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No, thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA-certified Sundown Organics and kids' vitamins, too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Mother Nature is a warning for you. When the leaves start to change, you should think about changing. That's changing your old windows on your home. Window Nation can help you get ready for the colder weather now with this offer. Window Nation is going to make protecting your home from the elements easy with the Fall into Savings sale. Right now, you can get two free windows for every two you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus, receive 0% interest for 18 months. Now, that's no interest all the way until 2021. Over 80,000 customers have chosen Window Nation to protect their home from nature's elements. Trust me, I know. I've done the same. New energy-efficient windows make a big difference in a home's comfort and heating bills. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, eight free, no limit, plus receive 0% interest until 2021. That's a full 18 months. So don't put off protecting your home one more year. Call Window Nation now and enjoy new windows today. 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you. Hey, this is Jason Martinez for the all-new Concordville Subaru. Now, folks, have you seen this beautiful new showroom? It is spectacular. Large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models you want. Now, they built this gorgeous showroom just for you. You'll think you're in a coffee bar when you see their beverage area, or your own living room when you quietly sit in the visitor center next to a fireplace. Now, you're also going to get a free car wash after every service appointment. And going on now at Concordville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2020 Subaru Outback standard base model for as low as $265 per month for 36 months, $2465 due at lease signing for qualified buyers. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th. While you're out there, check out the new Subaru Ascent, their first full-size Subaru SUV. It is fantastic. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com for inventory and all the leasing deals. It ends on September 30th, 2019. Concordville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for financing details.
Be sure to tune into the experts at freewinners.net for the Las Vegas view on all things point spread related every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
It's week four in the NFL, and the Birds are flying to Green Bay to take on the 3-0 Packers at Lambeau. Are the Eagles being set up for a 1-3 start to the season, or can the miscues, penalties, and drop balls be fixed in time to even their record? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
729, 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torre, Devon Givens live from Craft Hall Brewery, 901 North Delaware Avenue. We're hanging out with you until midnight. Great spot, 610-632-0975 on the phones. The NFL Eagles specials on the menu. Green, cayenne, hot sauce.
On the wings.
On the wings. Can't stress it enough.
I've never seen green wings before.
I've seen it. We can ask Jesse, of course, here of Craft Hall Brewing. When she comes back around, I'll have her show you the green wings.
Are we going to do a taste test? Live on the air, cayenne pepper.
We can do that.
All right, we'll make that happen.
We can definitely do that. How about this? They also have the extra long game day roast pork sandwiches, Joe.
Nice.
She was talking to Mike and I about the 2-foot, Mike Von Flittle and I, the 2-foot sandwiches. Right, Mike? 2-foot.
How many people were expected to take that thing down?
I don't know.
2-foot sandwich.
But where do you go wrong? You got the Friday off. What's the problem? You get the 2-foot sandwich.
It's true. You don't have anywhere to be.
Yeah.
Just take it down.
And when you bring the kids, the mini pretzel bites. Only $3. Served with cheese. Right?
Fantastic.
Come on, man.
Love it.
Right? Wouldn't the kids love that?
Yeah. Well, and if you leave the kids at home, the Oktoberfest stuff is going on through October 6th, where there's all of the, like, the schnitzel fingers and the drink special. You're buying steins, and you're getting refills on the steins for $5 for a half a liter. It's $7.50 for a full liter, and you get to keep the stein. All kinds of awesome stuff going on here. Craft Hall is a spot for literally everyone.
Everyone.
So come on and hang out with us. We'll be here for a little while tonight.
I mean, how do you have a playground and a bar area for the kids? Why? Because it's a family-themed place. So come on out and hang out. 610-632-0975. If you're nearby and you always listen to our show and you just want to stop by, stop on by. Stop on by. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Dan in Pottstown. Dan, thanks for waiting, man. You're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up,
hey,
Dan?
So I still have... a positive outlook with this team for the rest of the season. I actually think we're going to win tomorrow night. And one of the reasons being, when you lose two of your top three or four offensive weapons for a couple games, and Deshaun and Alshon, you basically lose your next best weapon as well, because that team that you're playing is going to do everything they can to make someone else beat you. So it was almost at times like we didn't have Earth out there. I know he made some plays, but the Lions were going to do everything they could, and the Falcons were going to do everything they could to, you know, take away. So it's almost like we were missing our top three guys, and for Carson to still give us a chance, you know, in these last two games, there's been a lot to be upset about, you know, but I just think that we have to take some positive away from that. The fact that you're missing two of your top receivers, playmakers, you know, energy guys, and you still have a shot to win at the end. I just feel like people are kind of ignoring that too much and focusing on all the negative. I don't know what you guys think.
Well, Dan, it's a good point that you raise, and valid points in terms of if everybody's out, then they just hone in on Ertz. But what I would kind of counter with is that there are a lot of teams in the NFL that are, like, almost good, but have had a couple of things go the wrong way. Like, it's just the margin for error is so small in the league that, yes, they're only 1-2 and there's a long season in front. But I guess what I'm worried about, Dan, is, like, the eye test. And are the Eagles going to be one of those Los Angeles Chargers, Chicago Bears teams that's almost good, but just had one too many things go the wrong way for them this year?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, the other thing, too, I want to know, you know, I'm a big Penn State fan, so maybe I'm biased to Miles Sanders, but, you know, I agree with you guys that, like, with that press conference, with some of the comments about, you know, like, oh, he's not the first guy to fumble, and, you know, this and that. Like, the one thing from a coaching perspective that maybe they put him back out there in that second half, and that they're saying some of this stuff to kind of, like, defend him, is because he's a rookie, and I think they really see something in him. Like, they believe in him, and then maybe they think, like, you know, yeah, this guy has had a rough start, but he could be in our long-term plans. And, you know, you made a great point about Kareem Hunt fumbles that ball on opening night in his rookie year, and Andy Reid fed him the rest of the game. I mean, he kept going back to him because, you know, you need these guys, and maybe that's why he was out there in the second half, and maybe that's why it came across. I agree with you guys, it's kind of arrogant a little bit to be like, oh, well, you know, he's not the first guy. We don't want to hear that after a loss, but, you know, maybe they're trying to be like, hey, man, you know, put it behind you, and we're going to need you, especially with some of these injuries.
Yeah, hey, real fast, Dan, before we let you go, do you have a prediction on the game? How you feeling today?
I think we win
28-17. Nice. I'll take that one, man. Thanks for the call, Dan. 28-17 for Dan, Joe. That's a good one. But, I mean, listen, talking about the youth, of course, of the running back situations and the fact that they were in these games, both Atlanta and last week against Detroit, he's not wrong.
He's not.
He's not wrong, but you know how it is. You don't sit there and you say, oh, a moral victory. This is how good you look. No, you don't. Again, he's not wrong. We know what happened. The drop passes multiple.
Yes.
Specifically the one in the Atlanta game, the 7, certainly, and the 3 turnover, the 2 fumbles, 3 fumbles, 2 loss by the team that Detroit picked up, and they got 6 points off of it. You know, sometimes the stuff is hard to overcome when you don't have your full team. And even when you do have certain players like Fletcher Cox, Malcolm Jenkins, and others out there that you expect to give some, and Malcolm Jenkins played a decent game, when you see other guys out there, I mean, come on. You just flat out get things done. You flat out get things done, and you find a way to get the win. 610-632-0975.
And, D, here's
find a way.
If I would have talked to you before the season and I said, hey, man, after 3 weeks, they're going to be 1-2, but they hung with, they were right there with the Atlanta Falcons and the Detroit Lions. So that's great. And I'm not to crush Dan, but you drop kick me in the teeth. You're like, what do you mean? What do you mean it's great that they hung with the Falcons and the Lions?
The Falcons and the Lions. I would be like, Joe, they were why right are we talking about hanging with the Falcons and the Lions? They should be blowing out the Lions, and they should win a decent enough game against Atlanta in Atlanta because you're better.
Yes, that's exactly it. So I understand that as you get more information, the goalposts have to move a little bit. Like, your expectations shift all the time. It's not just the Eagles where this happens. We see with every team in the NFL. That's why it's a stupid exercise to go down the schedule, because you don't know anything about anything until you get into the season.
I love it. But, challenge everybody, Joe.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just is what it is. But the thing is, now that you have this information, you have to decide what to do with it. Are the Eagles a team that, even if Alshon and DeSean Jackson come back, are they just going to be right as rain, or are there deeper issues that we didn't see with the team earlier on that the presence of those guys doesn't fix?
Yeah, but with the presence of those guys, are they so talented that they do fix those little issues?
Right, that's the other side of it.
That's exactly. That's the thing. 610-632-0975. Joe, let's go to Brooklyn. See what Brooklyn? Jim is talking about. What's going on, Jim?
What's up, gentlemen? How you guys doing tonight, man? Everybody good?
Jim, what's happening in Brooklyn, man?
Brooklyn, man, Brooklyn's all right, bro. Brooklyn, I'm driving home from work right now. It's almost 8:30, and I'm fucking bumper to bumper traffic, brother.
I don't get it, man.
I don't get where these people going, where they're coming from, man. But I'm stuck in it. But I'm glad I got the app. I'm listening to my favorite radio station, my Birds, my Flyers. I love you guys.
My prediction first.
Here's my prediction. I'm gonna get this out the way, and I'm gonna let you know why this is my prediction. So my prediction, it's going to be Philly's going to win it 35-28. It's going to be a high-scoring game.
Eagles 35-28, right, or Green Bay?
Nah, Eagles 35-28, baby. Come on now.
All right.
So listen. So the reason I say that the Eagles are going to win this game is a few reasons. Is number one is the fan base, all right? They love the Philly fan base. The Philly fan base is a rough one. They're tough on you when they need to be tough, and they're being tough on them right now, and they're hearing it. So what are they doing is they're getting pissed off. And when you got a team that's playing angry, that's a dangerous team, man. And the Eagles tomorrow night are going to be playing angry, and they're going to be dangerous.
Well, yes, they will be playing hopefully angry, and the defense, we've heard some people saying that the defense was really frustrated with how they played and really want to go out there, and they're happy about this short week because they want to get right back out there and right their wrongs, and again against a Hall of Fame quarterback, as we know, in Aaron Rodgers. So, Jim, I hope your prediction is correct, and I hope it does in fact go that way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate the time, gentlemen. Thanks for listening to my gripes and my concerns, and also my predictions, man. Go Birds, baby.
You got it, man. Jim, thanks, Jim, for listening on your drive home from Brooklyn.
Yes.
Listen, 35-28, that's a lot of points.
I would think that if you were in a shootout, that doesn't favor you. You know, just based on the way that things have gone with the offensive miscues, with drop passes, with fumbles, that sort of thing. But, I mean, look, at this point, we talked about the eye test mattering. We're getting to the point where the eye test almost doesn't matter, right? We're getting to the point where it's like, you just got to come away with one. And if it's, you know, Rodgers fumbles the ball while he's kneeling out the clock or whatever it is, so be it. You just got to find ways to get it done. Because so far, against Washington, it came way too close, as far as I'm concerned. And you didn't close out against Atlanta or Detroit. The team doesn't look like they're playing winning football right now. It's not like they've gotten unlucky, but there are a lot of things that are going their way. It seems like the Eagles are just scratching and clawing, like a caller said earlier, to be in all of these games through 3 weeks.
And that's why I don't like this team right now. 610-632-0975. What I do like, Joe, is, of course, the guys waiting on hold, 610-632-0975. And this great place we are at until midnight, Craft Hall Brewery, 901 North Delaware Avenue. Great specials, great food, great drinks, great playground area. My knee wasn't busted up, man.
I'm sending you down the slide.
Swings, slide, all that. I can fit. I'm only 5'6". I can fit. 610-632-0975. Come hang out with us at this great location, 901 North Delaware Avenue, Craft Hall Brewery. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, Eagles, Packers, who you got, your predictions. Game tomorrow night right here. We're talking about it on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
So we're at Craft Hall Brewery, 901 North Delaware Avenue. Andrew Souchunas will be here tomorrow. Joe Torti, as he has the watch party here tomorrow night.
Yes.
8 o'clock until the end of the game. And hopefully we're talking about an Eagles win. Hopefully a lot of scores, a lot of reaction in this beautiful place as the Eagles put up, as Jim would say, 35 points on the Green Bay Packers.
The good news is, though, if it turns into an I can't watch party, this is a really good place to be. You got the things that you need to drown your sorrows. You've got other distractions. You got the table tennis. You got the air hockey. Obviously, we talked about the swing set and everything that's going on around here. And, of course, all of the fabulous food and drink specials that they've got going on here.
Yes.
At Craft Hall.
They also have couch lounge area.
Yes.
When you walk in the door, you see that. On Friday and Saturdays, there's music on Fridays and Saturdays when
nice.
You come in here. So you celebrate the win. This weekend, you have Sunday off, right? The Eagles don't play. Friday and Saturday, you have the long work week. A great Eagles win. Friday and Saturday, come hang out. Get some great food, some live music here at this great spot. Craft Hall Brewery, 901 Delaware Ave, North of Delaware Ave. And one more time, the big deal, of course, Eagles specials, Joe. Green. Cayenne hot sauce
on the wings.
On the wings.
Well, you know,
$10 a pound.
I can't.
Not bad. $10 a pound.
You can't beat that for a pound. You can't beat that.
Can't beat that.
You know, I came from South Jersey. Took me literally no time to get here.
Yes.
As soon as you're over the bridge, you take two turns and you're right here.
Right here. So you can't miss it. Great spot. Come on in. Hang out on the phones. 610-632-0975. Give us your predictions. What are you looking for tomorrow against the Green Bay Packers is what we want to know from you guys. Running backs, we already started with them. Mike Groh with his comments. Ron Jaworski talking about how, hey, leaving a lot of stuff on the field there, Jordan Howard, when you're running the football, he has to be better. He must be better when he has the opportunities to get out there, especially if Miles Sanders doesn't correct his fumbling woes. We like Darren Sproles, but he doesn't need to be out there in front of Jordan Howard.
Well, isn't it so interesting, D, that the Jordan Howard thing, the narrative in the first two weeks really has been, when it comes to Jordan Howard, why aren't they using this guy more,
yes.
right? And there have been so many cases over the course of the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years where we've thought that we know better than the coaches, and now with social media and things like
true.
That, more videos
this
coming back. Be like, hey, just so you know, this is why Wendell Smallwood's not getting any opportunities, because he can't
true.
Pass block worth a lick. And we're like, oh,
very
I
true.
See. Yeah, Jordan Howard's running guys over. Yeah, did you see what he's not doing? Like, you know what I mean? So I feel like this is the latest in a line of, you know, the Jordan Howard supporters kind of quieting down a little bit. It's more like, hey, Miles Sanders needs to stop fumbling and Jordan Howard needs to start getting right because the run game looks sick right now.
I got to be honest. I still want to see Jordan Howard.
Sure.
I'm not saying I need to see him 20 carries, but if he has it rolling and Deuce says, you know what, let's buck this trend and decide to stick with the hot hand and ride this guy until we cannot use him anymore. 610-632-0975. We go to Jersey, check in with Sauce on 97.5. What's up, Sauce?
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Doing great, right. Sauce. Thanks.
Cooler than, you know, not as cool as you, Sauce.
Hey, long-time listener, man. You guys are great. Hey, I'm a Flyer fan, and I'm not an Eagle fan, but I listen to you guys all the time, and I follow your team. Look, I just wanted to ask you guys a couple questions. I wish you guys the best, and I hope you guys win. Listen to Mikey Mist's show, too. But it's weird. What I don't understand is, like a lot of people don't understand, the first half of each game, why do you guys get off to a slow start? But was it also the same way, like your Super Bowl season and last year, didn't you guys get off to kind of a shaky start, decent, and then you guys turn it off midway through the season, and you just start rolling, and you hit the playoffs, and you just guys keep going, and it's like that happened on the Super Bowl run, and it happened last year, except for the drop pass. Not blaming Jeffrey, but it's weird. Why are you, just a late start? I don't understand that.
Well, certainly the first half situation, Sauce, has been a thorn in the Eagles' side dating back to last year, especially.
Yep.
The slow season start. I mean, I guess the slow start to the season can be explained. A lot of teams are having slow starts, and then you turn around. Like, by week four in 2017, the Eagles were really starting to turn things on and smack teams around.
Out of preseason, and you're okay. Right,
and nobody's, especially this year, Sauce, nobody played. You know, they didn't have Wentz playing. They didn't
I should have thought of that before I even asked it.
No, it's fine, man.
No, but you're right, and it's something that we've wondered about even last week against Detroit, seeing the Eagles put up 10 first-quarter points, having a lot of that erased by a kick return. It's like things you never see anymore. Sauce is infuriating.
And everything turns around. It's like, well, see, I mean, I don't want you guys to hang up on me. I'm a Raider fan, so I know.
We feel bad for you.
Man, we're in the same boat right now.
Since I was 5 years old, man, and then we got our coach back, and he knew every play that we did when we saw him in the Super Bowl the year after he left. Whatever. Anyway, let's talk Eagles. I'm still going. I don't want you guys to hang up on me, man. Like I said, I'm a Flyer fan, too, and so I'm in the crap boat. But I don't think this game is Thursday is going to be a high scoring game. I think it's going to be 28-24 Eagles. I mean, if your defense can like step up, like you said, you guys got a lot of injuries and stuff, and people coming back, and they got to get back into the swing of things. You know, it's going to be rough, but I know you guys, and it's in Green Bay, right? Correct.
Yeah, it is. Sauce, thanks for the call, man. Well, great stuff.
Sauce,
really appreciate it. You know, good luck to the Flyers and all. And we'll get a lot of that during the season, Joe.
Crap boat. I've never heard of that before.
But even when you look at the slow start, you say this a lot, of course, with the slow start from the preseason at the beginning of the season. When do you really evaluate, again, as you always like to say, of when you feel like you have a better sense, a good grasp of a team?
October 1, which is to say that after this game, the next time that we see them,
that be it.
We're going to know.
Be it.
That's what I'm saying. So you do obviously get some leeway. What can you learn about the Packers when Aaron Rodgers gets injured week 2 and he's out for an extended period of time?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of different teams dealing with injuries like the Eagles are. But I have to admit, D, that when I'm watching the Eagles, on offense, I think, wow, it'd be really, really nice if DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey were out there and Dallas Goedert were available and fully healthy and all that kind of stuff. That's not the only thing that I think. You know, I feel like there's more wrong with this team defensively than even we anticipated. The secondary was no big secret. You thought that the defensive line and the linebackers would do something. The answer on defense is that nobody's doing anything. And that's the frustrating part where, yes, if you get improvement on offense, maybe we can get back to what we were talking about before where the Eagles win shootouts, right? We anticipated that could be the way that the team goes. But until we see the team getting healthy, we're not seeing anybody else stepping up. The ground game isn't really contributing the way that we anticipated with the new additions. I would argue the offensive line isn't playing all that well relative to being the best offensive line in the league, right? So more questions than answers for the Eagles, and we're effectively 3 weeks into this this preseason portion of the regular season schedule.
Are they the best offensive line?
Doesn't look like it. Does not look like
well,
it.
Well, we know who said they were, and that was Pro Football Focus. And yesterday you read something off that had Carson Wentz number 3 in the NFL in what?
Just best quarterback.
Yeah. And listen, we've said he's played better than a lot of people give him credit for, but not
Patrick
that good.
Mahomes was 6th.
And that's a problem.
So
610-632-0975, the return, Joe, of an Eagle player that is much needed. We will address that on the other side. Still conversation about the running back situation, the fact that the Eagles and the Packers play tomorrow night, Thursday Night Football. We want your prediction when you call in so far on the phones. All three phone calls that we've taken, wins for the Philadelphia Eagles. Are you that confident in the team going into Green Bay? A winnable game as we broadcast live from Craft Hall Brewery, 901 Delaware Ave. Great spot. Come on out and hang out with us. We're here until midnight right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.